How do some of these tips and training theories fit into your day-to-day role as a manager? Let's explore Lori's experience as a supervisor.
I worked with a 9-year-old girl, Hannah, who received in-home family support. Hannah was verbal and scooted or crawled around on the floor to get around, as cerebral palsy prevented her from walking. Hannah's family loved her but found it increasingly difficult to have a family life. She also had a younger brother, because if mom talked to other people when Hannah was present, Hannah would slap herself in the face, grab people's ankles, and bite them. When people bent over to help Hannah, she would often pull their hair. Structure was very important to Hannah maintaining self-control and giving her some choices, but with defined limits that were reasonable for any 9-year-old to have.
If you were the supervisor or manager for a company that supports Hannah, what would your next step be? What are some key things that you picked up from the story?